This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, November 9th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I have the exact globalist battle plan to throw Trump out of office and overthrow the Republic and put us on permanent lockdown. I also know how to stop them. And we've proven that we know what we're talking about here. I'm going to lay it all out at the start of the next segment. What I need you to do is to take action now and spread the word about this broadcast.
The Fourth Estate really did a number on this country, churning out useful idiots with a steady stream of brainwashing, covering up the most heinous act of massive election fraud ever waged on the United States.
I've been thinking about how difficult this year has been for so many Americans, and it hasn't been felt evenly in this country. There are millions of Americans who were disproportionately hurt by this president's failure to deal with this coronavirus crisis. They were devastated economically. They were dying at disproportionate rates, getting disease and sickness at disproportionate rates. And I do think that they voted in their interest. They voted for their lives.
McCoy, as I was watching earlier, listening to the President of the United States talking about these cities that are that have big black populations, calling them fraudulent, the process fraudulent, and that they're trying to steal it from them, I thought it was an insult to the people whose ancestors, even many of them, died for the right to vote. Just because they're showing up to the polls does not make it fraudulent. That was an insult to me.
I do think at the same time we should all recognize that there is election denialism going on. There are crazy conspiracy theories out there being read by millions of people. Tens of millions of people are seeing this stuff on Fox News about voter fraud. And it is real. And election denialism is real. And it has to be called out. Although I understand why the Biden campaign is trying to move past it.
You know, Joe Biden had it right. He said that he had the biggest voter fraud organization ever, and he didn't need people's votes now. He would need people later. They had this all planned, Maria. They had the algorithms. They had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed. And notably, President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count and go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes.
Regardless of the evidence, the sycophantic morons were overjoyed with stupidity to call the election for Joe Biden.
It's also just a lesson for people out there watching.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. If you believe in yourself, you can actually achieve what you want to achieve. Despite all odds.
You're exactly.
It's an incredible moment. His path to victory has been long, arduous, and painful, and decades long, by the way.
I would like to note that if they are confused by the honking going on behind you, that is a mark of the new COVID era, where Joe Biden would have drive-in rallies, and instead of applauding and cheering, people would honk.
Right. And they just can't contain themselves. On one hand, self-righteously condemning Trump for his tweets and bully pulpit.
Philadelphia, a city that Donald Trump has been attacking unfairly for a long time. He even got into a fight with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2018 after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
And on the other, bullying Trump and his supporters with insults and threats.
A concession is not necessary under the U.S. Constitution.
That's what I mean. It doesn't make it any less real.
It's not necessary. Whether or not Donald Trump acts like an adult, if Joe Biden becomes the next president, Joe Biden will become the next president, and Donald Trump will be, if it comes down to it, physically escorted from the building.
While Minority Senate Leader Chuck Schumer already had his claws out after the announcement to tear America to shreds.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Will these mindless sycophants still be gloating if the election is possibly turned over? And furthermore, if Joe Biden gets away with his deception, will they still support Joe Biden after he turns the country over to the globalist hellscape on the horizon? John Bound reporting.
hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So the top general, the chairman of their Joint Chiefs of Staff, came out over the weekend. He said the COVID-19 lockdown has already starved millions to death, and it's going to trigger a new world war because the third world is totally collapsing and giant conflicts have exploded everywhere. And the numbers of deaths from this is hundreds of times what COVID is already. We'll be covering that coming up. The UN came out a month ago and said there shouldn't be lockdown twos because it's going to cause massive starvation of hundreds of millions of people that are already on the edge of death. And what happened? They're expanding the lockdowns from Australia to the United Kingdom to Europe. And now Biden is set to announce his own lockdown in the next 48 hours and demand Trump implement it, or Trump's quote behind new COVID deaths. I'm going to explain the psychological warfare system and how to stop them. What I'm going to lay out here today is the heart and the key and the center to everything. And the White House needs to listen to us. You need to listen to us. And folks need to take this information and put it in the bank. I'm going to lay out how I knew what was going to unfold years ago, how we specifically predicted each piece of this, not so we get a pat on the back, but so we can stop them. There is still a chance for Trump to win the election, fairly and squarely. But I was sitting in one of the offices this morning, about 12 feet away from a trash can, and I said, watch this, and I threw a little Gatorade container and banked it off the wall in a file cabinet and into the trash. And my point was, that's how Trump's got to get around this fraud and get around these people. There is an exact path of truth and justice to defeat them. There is only one path, and it's a bank shot. And it is an easy path if executed exactly as I say. So call everyone you know, send it to your email list, your text messages, call the White House, go bullhorn the White House, go bullhorn Mar-a-Lago, Trump's back and forth. The point is let him know what's happening and what's unfolding. And I can tell you that I can sit there and I can get on the phone with folks very close to the president or the president if I need to. I don't have a day or two to sit there by the telephone. Many times they've called, I've missed the calls. I missed some of the calls already in the last few days. I cannot sit by the telephone for a call from Trump. I cannot sit by the telephone to do this. It makes me sick. I take a nap or I'm on the air, boom, I miss the phone call. I need you to get this out everywhere, and I need the activists to get this out everywhere, and I need Don Jr. and Eric and all of you to get this to your father. So I'm not playing games about this. Here's a special report. We're going to come back and break this all down the other side. It's on band.videos for my film, 13 Years Ago, Endgame. The visible endgame on the horizon. Here is the John Found Report, and we'll be back with the biggest news I've ever reported.
These dark builders intend to release a string of man-made bioweapons plagues, each one worse than the last, while at the same time expanding the police state to enforce an orderly extermination of the population. all in the name of fighting invisible terrorists. And the Georgia Guidestone stands today as a cold testament to the elite's sacred mission to have a two-class system where the underclass are forced to live as slaves in tiny enclosed cities, while the elite enjoy the land of the earth, evolve into superhumans with the aid of advanced implantable technologies, live eternal lives, and travel throughout the cosmos. This is the promise given to the inner members of the New World Order.
Let me just state this right up front for everybody. People finally get it. We're having our free speech online disenfranchised. Now they're stealing our vote and disenfranchising it. They're devaluing our currency and disenfranchising our financial future. They are poisoning the weaker minds in the country with division and racism in the name of fighting it. They're attacking the very foundations of our republic and are at war with the social contract, an incredibly arrogant, hateful coalition of big tech vacuuming up the economy at a level never before seen.
People like a JCPenney and other retail, those jobs aren't coming back. Give them the tools. 6 months, you're going to become a computer coder. We'll pay for it. And you'll get millions of people to sign up for that. They are not going back to parts of the retail economy, and we need to give them a lifeline to what's the next chapter.
And then the commanders of big tech and the big banks that finance them openly say they're building a post-human world and openly say they're going to make us so poor that they will be able to dictate that we be sterilized and take forced inoculations. You notice I just warned of this and warned of this for decades, and now it's here.
China is merely following the globalist blueprint for the world. The same system of total dehumanization is quietly being phased in worldwide.
Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the Third World. Henry Kissinger, 1974.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world. Now,
it's a lot bigger than just kicking Trump out and flooding everything with fake ballots using the lockdown as the cover for it. They want to bankrupt us and then have us have an app to be able to leave our front door and step 1 foot outside of our house. That is the admitted globalist Chi-Com plan. We're being given tracker systems. We're being taught to stay in our houses. We're being taught we're not essential. We're being marinated in martial law.
Communist China serves as a globalist laboratory, a proving ground where 1.4 billion people live out their lives as guinea pigs who serve as test subjects for the formulation of a brave new world. U.S. and British forces worked closely with Mao Zedong during World War II, and at the end of the war, they secretly backed Mao in driving out Chiang Kai-shek and the Nationalists. The OSS and then the CIA believed that Mao would have a stabilizing effect.
And they're going to hype up more that the police are racist to take the police over and turn them into political officers like they've done in the U.K. and Europe.
Just because Biden is in office!
Level is so atrocious, is so mega massive, that they're not even trying to hide it.
I've never seen voting machines stop in the middle of an election, stop down and assess the situation. I also see reports that Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff is a key executive at that company. Richard Blum, Senator Feinstein's husband, significant shareholder of the company. What can you tell us about the interest on the other side of this Dominion software?
Well, obviously, they have invested in it for their own reasons. Republicans and are using it to commit this fraud to steal votes. I think they've even stolen them from other Democrats in their own party who should be outraged about this also.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
America is under multinational consortium attack. Our government and our system is in the process of being overthrown. It's not just a political party that wants an agenda. They want a whole new system, and they've said it. They are involved in a revolution fully conquering the United States and killing our republic, and they're hammering the last nails into the damn coffin to bury us alive as slaves of their system. All right, I'm going to lay out Trump's path to victory and exactly what he's got to do and exactly what we've all got to do straight ahead. We are tomorrow's news today. I hope everybody listens up very carefully.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace, equity, loans, internal data, pricing fees may apply, offer cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and LS Consumer Access, number 330.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
And everywhere I've been, I've seen the Democrats work in the deep state and sell out our country. Alex Jones here, back live. So let me give you the big picture, then I'm going to drill into it, of what's about to unfold. Obviously, when the Democrats created 80 million mail-in ballots and mailed them out to all their people, they held them in reserve to see what they needed on election night to then freeze the election and then bring in the exact number they needed to handily defeat Trump, who had bigger leads in those battleground states than he had 4 years ago. And we have the graphs. We have the evidence. Folks are doing a good job of exposing that. Mainstream media is just trying to gaslight everyone that Trump is the loser, Biden's the winner, there is no election fraud, move forward. But that's not working. And so the system is really starting to panic, because President Trump understands he's already defeated four other coup attempts. And this one, they scripted so much, and all the evidence of fraud's coming out. So as long as we hold on and the president holds on, we can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat legitimately. Except for one thing. You notice about a month before the election, they shift purely to Trump's the reason COVID happened. 200,000+ Americans have died because of COVID, they claimed. Most of those died of something else. And it's all Trump's fault. And then a lot of people thought that once Biden became president-elect, at least on the surface, that he would remove the COVID lockdown. No. This is meant to break the U.S., put us all on welfare, socialize us, Cloward and Piven. This is the end of the country. And once they've got us down, they're never going to let us back up. So this is the breaking of the will of the nation. And now he's announced his new task force and said, mandatory masks for 2 more years, forced contact tracing, forced inoculations when Bill Gates' vaccine comes out. Not the new ones that are a lot weaker and actually work. I'm not defending those vaccines. I'm just saying they want to keep you locked down waiting for their vaccine. And so here's how it works. And I said this 6 months ago. I said it a week ago. I shot a special report on Saturday. I shot a special report on Sunday that have almost 1 million views on Bandai Video. So I'm not telling you this now because I'm just now saying I predicted it. We know the enemy battle plan. So understand, this is what they're going to do. Biden has announced his new task force. He blames Trump for the 260,000 deaths. Again, most of them didn't die of COVID. When Trump doesn't adopt what his task force calls for, they will say Trump is killing people, he's responsible, 25th Amendment, unfit to serve, and demand his cabinet vote to remove him. That's what they've been wargaming. That's what they've been preparing. That's what they've been getting ready from the very, very start. And that's the arrogance of these people, marching Hunter Biden and the daughter with her diary about her dad molesting her, and all of it right up there to flaunt it in our face when Biden had his so-called victory speech. No crowds, no excitement, no support, can barely talk. Well, because puppets can't talk. He's the perfect marionette. So let me quantify what I'm saying to all of you right now. They got Trump to do the lockdown. They got Trump to go along with the COVID hoax. Then he figured it out towards the end and said no, began to back it up, did a great job to get the economy going back. They bring COVID hype back in, The winter's coming. There's more deaths from flu and other things. They can add that into the equation. And then they sit back and they say, every death is President Trump's fault. Every death is because of him. And every day he doesn't sign over his authority to this new task force and agree to what they say, every death is on his shoulders. Then if Trump buckles to them, it's not about new deaths. It's about new cases. That's what's skyrocketing. That's the hoax. Every day Trump doesn't buckle to them, they say every death is his fault. But if he does buckle to them and says, fine, I'll leave, you go ahead and your task force makes the decisions, they will say he's repudiated and he's admittedly a fraud and that it was his fault and he's admitted guilt. So what does President Trump need to do right now to counter this? Well, he needs to button up. He needs to get ready. He needs to come out and just level with the American peoples eye to eye, straight up, and say all of this information. He can show Newsweek. He can show New Scientist. Fauci and Obama funded controversial bat COVID virus, coronavirus at Wuhan, and how the UN admits they helped cover up what was really going on with the virus with the communist Chinese, and how Fauci works for the UN, and how Fauci makes money off the vaccines, and how Bill Gates does, and how there's all the conflicts of interest. And Trump has to go on the total war path because their entire attack is going to be about his lack of response to COVID-19, which isn't even true. But just pointing out that he, you know, banned flights from China, obviously some deadly thing we're being told, whether it was real or not, he did the lockdown of the flights trying to protect the country up front. But he's just going to go back and say, I protected you. That's not enough. He has to go after the weak spot, the underbelly. They've never been weaker. Not Obama, who helped set it up in Wuhan. Not Fauci, not Gates, not the Democrats that said keep the borders open. They wanted the infection here. Because what it does is it spreads fast. It kills old people. It kills people that have vitamin mineral deficiencies. It creates fear. It creates a lot of false positives so that you can say everyone is suspect and everyone is bad and everyone is evil. And so it's the perfect virus with all the false positives. We've had a coronavirus or had the flu or had an infection in the last few years to put us all under a surveillance grid, the perfect problem that can never be fixed. That's why they're now admitting, oh, actually the vaccine won't work. The antibodies don't last too long. Oh, you just can never go out again. You got to wear a mask forever. You're all bad. You're all evil. And then they just count everybody from the pneumonia and the flu and the cancer and the heart attack and the car wreck and the gunshot wound column in COVID. That's admitted. And then it's the perfect governor, the perfect throttle, the perfect gate to turn the economy off whenever they want, to selectively kill the economy, get us into debt, and selectively shut down systems during elections and have mail-in ballots forever. Bring in the cashless society. Bring in the social credit score with the phones to track where you go, what you do. And it's all being announced. It's all being done. So it's a permanent martial law takeover. Here's the headline. Hope you spread the live link. Monday Live. Alex Jones knows Joe Biden's next moves and how to stop him. InfoWars has discovered the globalist deep state strategy to complete their steal of the election and put the United States on permanent martial law lockdown. Now, I'm going to explain that when I come back, why the stakes are so high and what President Trump has to do in a nutshell. Because they know there's the Midwest and the South and everywhere else. They want to fully break us. It's a communist strategy run by big banks. They want to have decades of us shut down, just like they did the Chinese under Mao when he killed 80 million of them to make them submit. We're about to go into the real reprogramming now. And they're going to shut the economy off first to bring you to your knees and mobilize giant hordes of people who'll do whatever they say to get food. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without immune diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA 4 sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA 4's election special. That's going to have to end in a week. We've got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Surrender freedom, your social security.
Republican right now, ladies and gentlemen. And the total takeover is taking place where even if President Trump tries to restart the economy and exposes these criminals, they don't care because they control the blue states, the blue cities. They control the independent so-called school districts. These are all cults of control. We're with no evidence, no proof now. They go, oh, someone at the school, someone at the factory, someone at the farm, someone at the warehouse, someone at the TV station had COVID. Now you've all got to self-quarantine for 14 days. And, oh, you've got to check in with this app everywhere you go, everything you do. And if you're seen out, you'll lose your job. That's happening to people all over the United States. It's happening to crew members here, to their wives. This is the reality. And now the Bar Association of New York says we are coming with forced inoculations. Oh, they're now your doctors, the lawyers of New York. You have no rights. And now Bill Gates and these lawyers are your doctor, and they're telling you what they're going to do to you. And President Trump was not going to push forced inoculations. He was creating a quicker vaccine. It wasn't the mRNA super dangerous vaccine that Bill Gates had. Still dangerous. I still wouldn't take it, but Trump's coming up with. And now you notice that Cuomo and others are on TV saying, don't take it. It doesn't matter if Pfizer says it's safe. It doesn't matter if they say it's 90% effective. It doesn't matter if it doesn't have a bunch of side effects. Because they want to keep that fear going. They want to control you. They want to run your life. And they only do this to schmucks. They only do this to people that have Stockholm Syndrome. They would never do this to a free people that stood up for themselves. But they will do it to us because we've lost connection to the land. We've lost connection to reality. We've lost connection to ourselves. And so now the globalists are making their move on us. And how did I 13 years ago in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, come out and say that they're going to come with forced inoculations and digital AI tracking systems to control where you go and what you do? Because they said world government will be brought in by economic collapse, by viral releases and plagues, and by third world collapse flooding the first world. It's in the Davos Group. It's in the documents the Judicial Watch got 14 years ago. We know their plan. We know what they'll do in Operation Lockstep. We know it. And so I'm here talking to the president, talking to you, talking to the world today with record audiences tuned in to the InfoWars.com and Band.video streams. And I know radio stations have huge audiences out there. But the question is, what are we going to do about this? Because you create a virus that spreads really well, that isn't very deadly, but makes everyone suspect, makes everyone bad. And they tell you there's no vaccine will ever protect you. Trump talks to scientists. And they go, well, there is one that might do a little something. But your body won't even produce antibodies for this vaccine because it doesn't see it as big enough of a threat. And top scientists have said that. And every day there's another press conference with dozens and hundreds, in some cases, of scientists and doctors and epidemiologists and virologists saying this is overblown, this is a fraud, most of the deaths were caused by something else, and those all get banned off the Internet. So that was all a test. We put up with the beta test of Internet censorship. Trump didn't stop it. He spoke out against it, but it wasn't enough. And so now we failed the test, and now the chains are really going on. And that's why everybody has a sick feeling, because these unions and these bureaucracies and these Democratic Party systems are cults. And they want full control of you, be able to shut things off and shut things down when they want to. So let's look at some of these headlines. Again, Monday Live, Alex Jones knows Joe Biden's next moves and how to stop him. He's going to come out, he already has, and say, Trump must accept my guidelines from my experts. He must let me start being the president, or every death that happens is his fault. Then they'll use that for the 25th Amendment against the president, saying he's done a terrible job and he's got to be removed because he's letting the COVID deaths continue when those deaths are actually way down and they're exaggerating the numbers. Trump must frontally assault with all the evidence, and politically, Fauci, Gates, the UN, the lies, Governor Whitmer, Governor Cuomo, all of them that he tried to be nice to and said they were doing a good job while they stabbed him in the back. Now he must go on the total warpath and expose them. Not the old rhetoric about, oh, I blocked the flights from China. He needs to go directly at the heart of it, and he knows this already. And this is the next big thing he's got to hit. This is April, the UN, and sure enough, it's all true. They're the ones that have the global lockdown. Now they're the saviors for the crisis they themselves have created. Instead of a coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. World Food Program wins Nobel Prize for fight against hunger as a weapon of war, when they're using it as a weapon of war. How sick. Here's the head of the UK Ministry of Defense coming out and saying there's a real risk of a third world war being unleashed. Top UK general warns. In an interview with Sky News, the UK Chief of Defense Staff, General Sir Rick Carter, warned that the global economic meltdown caused by COVID-19 lockdown, not the COVID-19 pandemic, may lead to new security threats, which in turn may strike a new war. He goes into the mass starvation, the mass death, and the conflicts already happening that could trigger a new world war. UNICEF, 1.2 million child deaths, starvation, all of it. That is the reality. So when they shake the deaths of COVID at you that are way overinflated and full of propaganda, the president needs to have press conferences with hundreds and hundreds of these doctor groups. The president needs to frontally assault Fauci and the Wuhan lab. The president needs to go right at the juggler and expose how the globalists, the UN, the communists, the EU are using this as a power grab. And every socialist mayor, every communist mayor, every communist school district is following this system of a power grab, and the universities are bringing in apps to say when you can travel, when you can go places, when you can do things. It's absolutely crazy. We're just accepting the cashless society. We're accepting the Internet of Things. We're accepting the global social score, and it's all designed to shut down Main Street and make us dependent on them. You're like, well, then the left loves it. They go, well, I'll just sit at home and do nothing. This is being done to trigger a collapse that kills tens of millions of third world that is already happening. But the globalists have made their move. They believe we're domesticated. They believe we're stupid. And now they're dropping the hammer. Let's look at some of these headlines. Trump in denial over election defeat as Biden gears up to fight COVID. See, he'll be presidential. He'll take on the COVID. He'll agree with the EU and the UK to lock everything down. And he's going to announce a lockdown in the next few days. And he'll be the president because the blue cities, the blue states, the bureaucracies, the universities, everything they control, the institutions, because they're the establishment, they're not the resistance, will follow that edict because it's UN, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, world government. And there will be Trump watching the economy shut back down again while he sits in the Oval Office. That's the checkmate operation. But if you expose the checkmate and the entire scam, and if he gets up and lays it out and hits them head on, then they will implode and burn because everybody already knows the truth. And if he tells people you're about to have the end of your prosperity and endless COVID lockdowns forever, if you don't stand with me and stop this foreign takeover, then we win. Owen Schroyer is coming in. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested.
Okay, this was Yellow Briafra 30 years ago, a liberal making fun of what martial law would look like in the future. But notice it's not the right wingers doing the martial law and calling for the truth and reconciliation re-education camps. It's the left. We'll talk about it all next hour, though, with Schroyer. But here's a really important report with Ted Cruz on Fox News. laying out what's really going on in the leftist socialist abyss we're facing. Here it is.
Senator Ted Cruz sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was part of President George W. Bush's 2000 Florida recount team. And, Senator, it is always an honor to have you on this program. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Maria. It's good to be with you.
First, assess where we are. You heard this weekend what we saw in terms of president-elect and vice-president-elect from the media. What do you believe is the status of this race?
Well, I think that is way premature. At this point, we do not know who has prevailed in the election. The media is desperately trying to get everyone to coronate Joe Biden as the next president. But that's not how it works. The media does not get to select our president. The American people get to elect our president. And at this point, we've got numerous states that are very closely and vigorously contested, from Pennsylvania to Georgia to Arizona to New Mexico to Michigan to Wisconsin. In all of those states, there are serious disputes about the vote totals. And there's a legal process to resolve those disputes. So at this point, we should allow the rule of law to operate. We should allow the legal process to move forward. And when that process is concluded, which it will be in a matter of weeks, we will know who prevailed in the elections. But the fact that the big newsrooms in New York City want Donald Trump to lose, they don't get to decide that. That's a question for the voters.
We are looking at multiple recounts in multiple states. We just heard from Rudy Giuliani. He's going to be dropping a lawsuit in Pennsylvania tomorrow. Other lawsuits throughout the week. He said by the end of the week he'll have 5 lawsuits, and there are 10 states, he says, that are potentially stolen. 800,000 votes in question, according to Rudy Giuliani. Walk us through the process. You are a constitutionalist, an expert on the Supreme Court. How does this work in terms of the federal court system with these lawsuits pending?
Well, we've seen multiple lawsuits already filed. I expect there will be more lawsuits filed, probably in each of those states that I mentioned, and maybe more. We may well see states cases filed both in state court and in federal court. We will have trials on the matters that are contested. And the purpose of a trial is to hear evidence. We're hearing lots of allegations of a dead person voted. We heard a report from one county in Michigan where the election software mistakenly counted 6,000 votes that were cast for Donald Trump. It switched them to Joe Biden. Now, they apparently caught that. But that same software is used in 47 counties throughout Michigan. That needs to be examined to determine that there's not a problem counting the votes. And the legal process is how you resolve those questions. You know, one of the frustrating things, just as an American watching this, is you hear all these allegations of what's going on, and it's hard to know what the facts are. It's hard to know what the truth is. Well, we have a process for ascertaining the truth, which is that you can go and present evidence and test it in a court of law, and then those appeals will go up both through the state appellate system and the federal appellate system, and this case could very easily end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, you mentioned Bush versus Gore, which I was part of representing then Governor George W. Bush. In the course of 36 days, we had multiple cases throughout the state of Florida. It went twice to the Florida Supreme Court. It went twice to the U.S. Supreme Court. It took 36 days to resolve, and we got an answer. I would expect a similar process to play out here, despite the media trying to tell everyone, give up, go home, we know who we want to win. That's not how it works. We need to follow the law, and that means allowing the legal process to play out.
So we did not learn about the results from Gore versus Bush until December of that year, right?
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at the federal statute that governs the timing of presidential elections, it actually anticipates that there will be recounts, that there will be contested litigation. If you look at the federal statute, December 12th is the date that the electors meet to vote. December 8th is what's called the safe harbor deadline, which is that any contest election before that, if it's resolved, that resolution is presumed valid. So the federal statute anticipates that there are going to be contests, there are going to be recounts. And here's one dynamic that's important to understand, that, you know, particularly in this COVID time, this has been a strange election. On Election Day, Donald Trump won a large majority of the votes counted on Election Day. That was true throughout the country. With mail-in votes that were early votes, Joe Biden won a significant majority of the mail-in votes that came in. Now, in several states, we're going to see a recount process. A recount process, you look at those votes, you determine if they're accurate, if they're fraudulent, if they have sufficient signatures, if they meet the statutory standards for a legal vote. What is interesting is historically, mail-in votes are much more likely to be disqualified in a recount than in-person votes.
Full report's up at InfoWars.com. And I'll tell you what's disgusting about this. Ted Cruz is smart. He's a constitutional lawyer. And everything he's saying is true. But they're missing the point of the pincer attack they're in and what the globalists are up to. And, I mean, I really feel like I'm on the planet of morons here. And I'm not saying that in an elitist way. I mean, we know their exact next moves. They're going to call 25th Amendment. They're going to say all the deaths are Trump's fault. They're going to say, while he's president-elect running his fake task force, Biden, that Trump's got to do what he's saying or the deaths are in his hands to make himself look legitimate. Trump cannot assault the statements Biden makes. He has to assault the whole fraud of the scam and lay it all out in damn White House addresses, and it's over for these maggots. But everyone wants to argue every facet of the scam instead of the entire enchilada of the fact that it's bad. It's like arguing strategies with the former Soviet Union instead of looking at the Soviet Union being run by evil people. And look, if we don't get the funds to fund this place, I don't care. I'm ready to shut this down. If America wants to lose and go down the tubes and burn in hell, that's fine. But we have a good chance of beating this and stopping it. But I told you 2 months ago, I said, I'm trying to sell everything we've got because I think there's a good chance Biden's going to steal it, and they're going to shut the economy down permanently. So if you want to support us so we can put a big fight on with all the stuff we're going to be doing here, I got to sell all the products we got at InfoWarsStore.com. So the new sale is the same one we had 2 months ago. Remember that one? You know, InfoWars, End of the Republic sale. Remember that? Remember that? Oh, Trump's going to win. There's no problem. America in Crisis, Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Support InfoWars in the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown too. Up to 60% off plus free shipping. Full Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, a must for your cells, your DNA, your immune system. Back in stock, 50% off free shipping. Alpha Power has been sold out for a year. It was basically the powder version of Supermel Vitality. People absolutely love it. It used to have another name, but then somebody gave us a copyright issue, so we changed it to Alpha Power instead of Anthroplex. Alpha Power, 50% off, back in stock. Plus, reason people love that. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock. So good for your cells, so good for your body, so good for inflammation, 50% off. Plus, free shipping. Biotrue Selenium, 50% off, back in stock. Ultra 12, 50% off, plus free shipping. Phytomineral Fusion, 25% off, plus free shipping. Kavachil, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. And it just goes on from there. InfoWarsStore.com. We need a lot of money to fund this operation, be able to do all this. And take on the globalists. You want to see more action, get in there and buy the products. I appreciate you all. I'm just saying, point blank, stop the steal, Republican crisis sale right now, American crisis, emergency lockdown 2 coming. Get the products while you still can.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.